All right, this is going to be a pretty unique video. Someone in the Democratic Party who is oftentimes experimenting with social media as a means of communications is AOC. And she posted this Q&A on Instagram. It says, heading home after a great week, ask me anything. And this reads, I regret voting for Trump. So AOC then lays the groundwork and says, this is a judgment-free zone. I am really interested in hearing from people who voted for him and now feel this way. They regret voting for him. Would you mind sharing why? I will keep answers anonymous. And then she asks the question, if you voted Trump and regret it, can you share why / what shifted for you? And a lot of the answers are incredibly, incredibly interesting. And this echoes a little bit of an experiment that AOC did roughly 6 months back. Right as Trump was taking office, AOC asked a completely different question. She did an experiment where she said, people who voted for me and Trump, why did you vote for both of us? Because remember, in AOC's specific New York district, it actually shifted red a lot, but she gained ground. She remained steady because people voted for both her and Trump. So let's start there. The answer is from 6 months ago to the cross vote question. It says, it's simple. Trump and you care for the working class. Now, this aged poorly. Very poorly over the past 6 months. Trump cares so much about the working class that he expects them to pay an extra $2,500 in tariffs and $3,000 after the big ugly bill when most people don't have $500 for an emergency if they need it. This says, wanted change, so I went with Trump and Blue for the rest of the ballot to put some brakes. Voted Trump, but I like you and Bernie. I don't trust either party's establishment politicians. This says, action and progress over stagnation and excuses. Both of you push boundaries and force growth. Pushing boundaries is the way Trump supporters always sane-wash him, like stomping on the Constitution. This dude will send a mob to the Capitol and then take crypto scams and then like flip off a judge and shit himself on stage. And they'll say, he's really pushing a lot of boundaries here. This is really boundary pushing, groundbreaking. This says, I feel that you both are outsiders compared to the rest of DC and less establishment. So you're seeing a pattern emerge. People like populism. People like the idea that this person is outside of the establishment and is a fighter for them. That's probably why Zohran Mamdani is so popular. And I get it. I totally get it. These same institutions have been failing people for decades. So it's no wonder why people want to vote for outsiders, for people who have the same lived experiences. To continue, then we'll get on to the regret. I just think this is important groundwork to lay. AOC's clearly been doing multiple experiments with her social media. This says, Trump is going to get us the money and lets men have a voice. You're brilliant and have amazing passion. Yeah, because the one thing men haven't had in history is a voice. There needs to be more men presidents. What are you talking about? Trump is going to get us the money and let men have a voice. Yeah, there's been a disproportionate amount of men, of women presidents. They need to get out of there, of course. I feel like Trump and you are both real. Obviously, I dislike Trump and all of his policies, but I mean, something that a lot of people say is that he's real. And that's because he goes on these long 90-minute tirades that we call tantrums because they are. He'll be attacking people, but I guess people think that's real. This says, I know people that did this and it was because of Gaza. Come on, please, please. Voted for Trump and you, not genocide Harris. This has to be like a Russian psyop or bot. If you think that both sides would be the same on something like Israel versus Gaza, you are just out of your damn mind. You are out of your damn mind. Kamala Harris definitely would have not been dog-walked by Netanyahu. The Biden administration was trying to get aid. Trump, meanwhile, is sending out memes of, like, the Gaza dance because he wants to rename it Trump Gaza or whatever the hell. Way different. Way different. Yes, the Biden admin had flaws, but okay. This brings us on to this part. If you voted for Trump and regret it, can you share why / what shifted for you? Some answers from the vote regret question AOC said not long ago. She said, if you voted Trump and regret it, can you share why / what shifted for you? This says, realized I was in an echo chamber / conservative media bubble. Propaganda, essentially. Absolutely. Naturally, social media platforms like X, like Instagram, sometimes even YouTube promote right-wing content due to the volume that they put out. On that note, Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. We are trying to hit 1.5 million subscribers, and it helps us punch back. Right now, we are growing faster than Charlie Kirk and Tucker Carlson on a monthly basis, and to keep that going, just subscribe below. But to continue, someone says, he said that if we voted for Kamala, we would enter World War III, but he's the one bombing Iran. It's actually a pretty fair answer. I mean, you should have known that he was kind of a war hawk, but okay, that is a fair answer that shows growth. We want to show grace. This says, I thought he was going to clear out the immigrants who were criminals. Now it's all immigrants. Exactly. So the messaging that we've been doing has been working because we've been relentlessly spreading the message. Trump has not just been deporting criminals, like he said. If he were just rounding up, like, gang members that had due process and they were proven to be repeated criminals who came here illegally and committed crimes. Yes, sure, get them out. No one's going to protest that. But what you're doing is targeting nail salons. You're targeting work sites, ice cream stands. They targeted elementary schools. And I think the most egregious one is targeting courtrooms. I mean, they're all egregious, but they go to the courtrooms and they just camp out and wait for people who are coming to try to follow the proper processes, and then they deport them brutally. This says, Signalgate, I like some of his policies, but you can't hire totally incompetent people. Very, very true. Yes, very, very true. We have more on the right, but she said, AOC said, lots of you have shared your thoughts. Thank you for engaging. Remember, judgment-free zone. Of course. This says, the economy not improving. This says, for my mom, it was immediately pardoning the January 6th rioters. Took her a day. Again, this is a judgment-free zone, but Trump relentlessly campaigned on that. The only way you wouldn't know is if you just were not paying attention in any regard whatsoever. To continue, fell victim to propaganda, didn't listen to the other side. Lost a piece of my humanity. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's good that they can acknowledge that. This says, I am an ESL teacher. I love my kids. He said only the criminals would be targeted. He lied. Yeah, he lied about basically everything. This says, I thought Congress and SCOTUS would keep him checked and balanced. No, no, no. A lot of Trump's power comes from the fact that he has the MAGA fan base wrapped around his finger. And this MAGA fan base can vote out anybody in that Congress that disagrees with Trump. When it comes to the Supreme Court, Republicans have been enacting a decades-long plan that's kind of reached its culmination. I hope it's reached its culmination. We don't get more conservatives on the Supreme Court. But now, Congress and SCOTUS and all of the checks and balances that are supposed to exist don't. For example, Trump is attacking law firms. He's attacking the media. He's attacking courts. He's attacking universities. Every single facet, every single check and balance that is supposed to exist is being attacked by Donald Trump, and we have to make sure we are relentlessly pushing back. If you want to push back, make sure you drop a like below. I appreciate every single person who subscribes to my channel and joins the feed genuinely. I am eternally grateful that we've been able to build Mockler Media to this level. The Adam Mockler channel is going to keep scaling. We're going to keep adding more contributors and punching MAGA back. Imagine a reality where in the morning there are multiple videos breaking down the news regarding the admin, Ukraine, regarding Iran or the economy. And then in the afternoon, we do a live stream. Chris and I live stream together in person. And then later at night, I do a debate with a MAGA supporter. And it's all wrapped in one cohesive day where we're on top of the news, we're punching back. There's short-form content. That is what Mockler Media is going to be. Digital-first, short-form content injected into your feed. Subscribe if you're going to be there for it. Comment, hi, Adam, if you made it this far and you're excited. And peace out.